Hey, look, it's 10:57 a.m. and I am, I guess I should get up. So I'm gonna get up. I got shit to do. I got a nice tweet from Pietro. What did it say? Let me look. Said, damn, Canadian TV, now U.S. television soon. The world, thank you, Pietro. I forgot to like it, so now I just liked it. Thanks, Pietro. Last night did a show at Greenwich Village Comedy Club. They were, They didn't get me, or they got, it was fine. It was okay. But, and then I got out of there. I think I'm like a hit and miss in that room for some reason. Maybe it's me. But there was a guy there that saw me in Boston. And that was cool. Saw me open for Mike in Boston. Fuck, man. Alright, let's just get to the news. I can't think of. Let's see if there's any good news. Let's look for happy news. Not North Korea, I can tell right away just from. See, North, you don't know. Korea? Oh, two words in, I'm out. City of Windsor, Canada bans circus acts containing animals. That's good news. Look at you, Windsor, Canada. Thank you. The animals, thank you. I don't know that the circus is mean to the animals, but I don't think that I would prefer that if I was an animal. I don't know if I would prefer a circus life, although I do like to perform. Maybe I would like it. I think that the elephants, they're supposed to be treated badly. That's not supposed to be good. So they got rid of the elephants. Isn't that what got rid of Barnum and Bailey Circus? There's no elephants and nobody liked. I don't need animals in a circus. You know what I need clowns. I've always loved clowns. I've loved clowns since I was a child. These kids, people go, oh, clowns are scary. I'm scared. My favorite part. I like clowns. And I like acrobats. I like trapeze. I like people putting themselves into danger. So that's I don't need any kind of, you know, tiger being whipped by some kind of tamer, or it'd be a lion tamer. I don't need that. I mean, I like a lion, but I go to the zoo. The zoo's probably not good for them either. Where am I supposed to go on safari? That's very difficult. But I'm not going to a zoo or a circus anyway. I would go on a safari. But that's right now, if you're like, oh, you go on a vacation you want, I wouldn't choose safari. I might say I'd probably just go to one of those places where you could just chill. I'd say it's like, oh yeah, go to the beach, but it's not like I love the beach. It's just I like doing nothing. He would rather have He would rather have a dead son than a gay son. Former foster mom speaks about shooting. I don't want to talk about the shooting. I just. The AV Club will know longer attend Disney press screenings until the LA Times can. That's the AV. Let me tell the AV Club, go fuck off. I mean, that sounds like they're doing something good, but they're shitty about stuff. They give bad reviews to stuff that I like. You know, it's like if AV Club doesn't like a show, I'll probably like it. Just like if Pitchfork gives something a 6, that's like a 10 to me. I'm sorry if any of you work for the AV Club. I'm sure it's a great place. It's why I don't understand what's going on with Disney and the LA Times. You would think that they would be. What happened? Washington Post will no longer attend advanced screenings of any Disney released films, including those from Lucasfilm, Marvel, and Pixar. There's solidarity from all advanced screenings from their movies as a purely vindictive response to an investigative piece it published on Disney's relationship to the city of Anaheim. Oh. Well, fuck Disney then. What's up? Unless you want me to be in one of those, you know, a Pixar movie, then don't fuck Disney. But that's, I don't know what's going on there, but that doesn't sound cool. And what are you doing at Anaheim, Disney? What are you trying to hide? No, I'm not gonna, don't want to read that. It's hard, there's not that, much good news. Bicyclist who flipped off the president's motorcade has been fired. I saw that yesterday. That's a bummer. That ain't cool. I think she was a government worker, and she was riding her bike past the motorcade, flipped it. She fucked up, though, because you know what? You do that shit, be cool about it. She made it her... She got fired because she made it her fucking Twitter profile pic to be like, hey, look, I did it. If she didn't do that, everything would be chill. But she wanted everybody to know it was her. You tell your friends it's you, but you know what? Don't make a Twitter profile pic just to get followers. I'm not going to follow you because you flipped off the president. Everybody would... You know how many people would flip off the president? So many people. They're not all worth following on Twitter. But I thought it was cool she did it. And I don't think it's cool as she got fired. But that's... You work in corporate America. Or that's not corporate America. That's government. But you work in like an office. You can't have like a public Twitter with your name on it. You got to be cool. Because that's all they do is like... Google you all fucking day. They're waiting for you to fuck up. It's too... social media is not for... When I got fired from my job in 2010, that was like just starting to be a thing where they were like talking, we're going to all these things about how you can look up on social media and find out if people smoke pot. I'm just like, the fuck? Well, you worried about my shit? Don't Google me. But that's what they do. So just stay off or have like a alias. Have a secret one. Have like one with your name that's just pictures of like your kids or whatever. You know, oh, look, we're on a picnic. And, you know, don't forget to vote today. No matter what. Love all people. Shit like that. Nice shit. And then you have your own. You have like the other one. It's like secret. Like, you know. A bunch of people have that. That's like why all those trolls, they all have like their Twitter avatars. Like, you know, just like, yeah, like the eagle. American Eagle holding a flag, and then they're like, fuck all you libs. You libs, you pussies. And then it's like, oh, you know, those tough guys. And so some a lot of those are just like Russian bots, and some of them are actual people who know how to protect their job and yell about liberals. So that's what this Texas lady should have done. I just saw Texas in another headline. That lady shouldn't have done that. She got busted. But I'm sure she'll get another job. If I could give her a job, I would hire her. I think we're good, right? I'm gonna go. I gotta take on the day. Fly into Los Angeles tomorrow. I'll be at Flappers in Burbank Sunday with Jeff Garland. If you live in the area, come on by. Let me know you're coming. It'll be a good time. And I'll be doing some other LA shows. If you're in the area. See you tomorrow. We love you.